In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Dear friends, regardless of views we may hold or convictions about religion or politics, we all agree that there are all kinds of manifestations of hostility between human beings. This manifests itself not only in negative actions, but also in deep-rooted thought patterns and attitudes. So we have wars and quarrels, as well as racial prejudices and social and class conflicts. So the animosity between individuals, races, and other social groups cannot be isolated from the violence that humans manifest against one another, whether in minor or major conflicts and wars. In fact, conflicts take place among members of the same societies, classes, racial groups, and even families. Friends, it is vitally important for us to think deeply about the fact that real and lasting peace does not exist among people groups and nations. Religions, social associations, political ideologies, and even well-meaning peace organizations have not succeeded in effectively ending the deeply rooted enmities between people. Still, the Bible points us to the root of it all. It speaks of two kinds of interrelated enmities which plague our human race. The dual animosity dates back to the event of the rebellion of Adam, our first father, from whom all of our humanity descends. That rebellion brought about a very radical alienation between humanity and its gracious Creator. Moreover, it reflected itself very early in the shocking, violent, and murderous hostility of Adam's first son, Cain, against his younger brother, Abel. Friends, the New Testament letter, known as the Epistle to the Ephesians, in its second chapter, speaks of a cosmic evil power which is universally at work to keep people at a continuing enmity among themselves and between them and their Creator. It is attributed to an invisible entity. It is called the Prince of the Power of the Air, the Spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. This impacts all people, including the Apostle himself and the believers who first received his letter. It says, "Among whom we all once lived in the passions of our flesh, carrying out the desires of our bodies and the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, like the rest of mankind." The apostolic combined use of the terms bodies and mind together refers to our sinful human nature. The letter goes on to remind us of the ever-present animosity among people. This includes even those who were supposed to be God's people, the Hebrew people. The Bible record is, of course, packed with narratives and events of enmity, not only between the Hebrew people and other peoples, but also among themselves. The Ephesian epistle, however, has a wonderful gospel message. It presents a very bright divine message of peace. This message has a dual impact. It addresses the sad dual animosity of which our humanity suffers. On the one hand, it effectively and efficiently deals with our vertical separation from heaven, from our holy Creator. On the other hand, it provides a foundational solution to our horizontal state of separation from one another as God's special creatures. The division of humanity and the animosity among people strongly manifested itself early on among Christians during the apostolic era. The Hebrew people had wrongly developed an ethnic prejudice and a self-centered and proud religious sense of superiority over other people, which they considered unholy and called them Gentiles. The gospel's message decisively deals with that. The divinely inspired Ephesian letter speaks in the second chapter of both Jews and non-Jews as blessed by the same message of the gospel. It says, "Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has broken down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility. By abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one Spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God." Friends, the gospel does not provide our humanity with a bogus religious solution to its estrangement from God and from one another. Rather, it thankfully provides a divine plan of action. In Jesus, the new Adam, we become one new humanity, enjoying peace with our gracious Creator God and with one another. Hallelujah.